You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 204. And in today's show, I'm going to be talking to you about how to stay Facebook friendly, how to share some details about your business and attract those people to you who you're looking for without offending all your family and friends and getting totally blocked on social media. I know that's always a hot topic, and I hope it's one that you'll find interesting. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello around the globe. It's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you here. I don't know if this is your first time or if you've been a longtime listener. Either way, would love to hear from you. Send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer. Let me know what you're doing while you listen. Let me know where you're listening in from. And if you have any questions for the show, you can share it there too on Twitter or certainly on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Today's topic is one I'm excited to talk about. And before I get into that, there's a lot of reasons why I'm talking about staying Facebook friendly today. And a lot of it has to do with my coaching clients, which does remind me, if you're looking for some one-on-one coaching to maybe get you out of a rut, to help you develop an action plan, I would love to chat with you. Go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. You know, sometimes it's just a few sessions that you need to develop that action plan. Sometimes it's a little longer than that to deal with some mindset issues, but we can work out a plan that fits for you and will help you in your business. So definitely check that out. Also, the holidays are fast approaching, and I just want to remind you not to put your business on the back burner during the holidays. People do stay engaged, and some of your strongest people will come in during the holidays. I'll be doing another show on that here shortly. But I actually joined my first business basically on Christmas Day. So please note that people who are serious are still open to opportunities during the holidays. You just have to figure out ways to work it in, and I'll be sharing some more details on that. And you can go to jackieulmer.com and just type in holiday business building in the search box, and you'll find some previous training that I've done on that very topic. And I also go to the show notes today, jackieulmer.com/204. I also will have a link in there. I just started a 9-part series on how to, or I just finished, I should say, over on my new blog, my makeup blog. I just started a new series on how to rock your business during the holidays. So that will give you some insight too. And if you go to jackieulmer.com/204, I will have the link to that over there so you can get into that. Okay, so let's talk about how to stay Facebook friendly. It's kind of interesting. Three coaching clients that I've been working with this month have all run into the same obstacle, and that is they really want to use social media and building their business. They really want it to move them forward, but they don't want to post information out there about their business out there and alienate their friends and family, maybe coworkers, that type thing. Now, I'm going to quickly say, you know, if you have a job and you could get in trouble for having a business, which is wrong in my opinion, but that's a whole nother topic. You want to be careful. You need to know what your own policies and procedures are, because you don't want to get yourself fired before you're ready to leave your job and pursue your business full time. But other than that, let's talk about some ways to do both, because the reality of it is social media, you're a three-dimensional, well-rounded person in every aspect of your life, or so I hope. So if you went to a cocktail party, you know, chances are you would talk about your work at some point. You would talk about family, vacations, the holidays, sports. There's a lot of different things that you might converse with people about at a party, but at some point, information would come out about what you do for a living. And this is where you have to really work on yourself and get over any mental challenges that you have about being involved in direct sales or network marketing. You need to be proud of what you're doing and proud of your profession, but you also need to work on developing those business skills. And that's a part of it, because here's the thing. If people ask you what you do and you tell them about your day job, you don't go into sales mode. You don't typically, some people might, but let's say you're a hairstylist. Most people would say, I'm a hairstylist. You know, I specialize in cuts and color and, you know, been doing it for however long. But you wouldn't go into, oh my gosh, and I use the best products with this ingredients and blah, blah, blah. Most likely, you would basically state what you do and kind of leave it at that. You need to develop the same thing for your direct sales business so that what you do flows off your tongue in a very natural, normal way that doesn't come across as sales, okay? So that's a big part of it. And then you need to decide if you really want to use social media as a way to build your business, you're going to have to get over that stigma. You can't build on social media and stay in the closet. You've got to be putting stuff out there. Unless you create a total alias and pretend to be somebody else, which is never going to work because authenticity is the name of the game online and offline and in any kind of business, right? So you have to get past that stigma yourself. And I don't know how to get you past that, but you definitely have to work on that. You have to decide what you're doing and you have to get serious and go deep internally and figure out why it is that you have this negativity toward what you're doing yourself. Then one of the things that I coach people on when they are hesitant to post out on social media because they don't want to offend their friends and family, one of the first questions I ask them is, who comes to mind when you feel that way? Because there's a person or a group of people, and you know it and I know it. And probably even when I asked that question, somebody's face came to your mind. So when you're feeling hesitant about social media, the first thing you want to ask yourself is, who is it I'm afraid of seeing this? And be very honest with yourself. Some of it is goofy stuff, and I'll be the first to tell you that. And this is, I'll just share a quick story. There was one person from high school who I still had a hesitancy around. And long story short, she ended up being invited to a Facebook party by one of my other friends, and she ended up purchasing my products and loved them. So kind of an interesting story. I had made up all these fears around them, just short and sweet. I won't get into all the details of why, but I had made up, you know, all this stuff around this and was hesitant and thought about her sometimes when I would post stuff and what would she think and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Angst from high school, right? Silly. I'm way past high school, but silly stuff that we carry with us for years. And all of us do. I'm no exception. And most anyone you'll talk to will tell you they aren't either. But I had made up all this fear, and guess what? It totally was eliminated through that one little thing, and it was an interesting thing, and it was a great story for me. But you want to ask yourself, who are you afraid of? And then you want to look at the people who you want to emulate through social media. Who are the people who you look up to, who do social media, who sponsor through social media, and who are out there with a business on social media? And then pay attention to what they do. Spend a couple weeks truly studying what it is that they do. And how can you emulate that without copying them exactly? And then don't forget the 80-20 rule. Okay, don't forget the 80-20 rule. 80% of what you want to be sharing out there, you don't want to be about your business. You want that to be the social side. That's where your family and your photos and holiday stuff and, you know, different things that you're interested in that you can share details on and engage people. So that's an important point. 80% of the time, you're going to be sharing fun, engaging, entertaining, funny, motivating, those type of posts. 20% of the time, you can be sharing details about your business. But here's the kicker. When you're sharing those business details, stay out of sales mode. Ways that you can share about your business are to share your journey. Share something funny that happened. Share the success of somebody on your team. Share a product story. Share in a way that doesn't say, join my team or buy from me. Those are the things that people are sick of seeing and sick of hearing. They don't want to hear you say, join my team. They don't want to hear you say, buy from me. That doesn't mean that they won't join your team. That doesn't mean that they won't buy from you. What that means is you need to find a different way of bringing them around to that conclusion that that's what they want to do. One of the ways that you can do that is through your blog. Okay. Now I mentioned, if you go to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/204, I'll have a link in there to my new makeup blog that promotes my primary company, but it also shares some other things. I share fashion tips. I share food tips. I'm, you know, going to be sharing out there quite a bit through November and December about holiday things, everything from fashion to makeup to food to entertaining and those kind of things. So I can bring people around to seeing my business in a way that brings them in through other avenues, through entertainment, through different things like that. And I can post that information to my Facebook business page and share from my Facebook business page to my wall as well. Okay, so that's a way that you can do it also. You can go to facebook.com/funfablashes. That's my Facebook business page that's specific to my company and product. And you can kind of see how I share the blog posts there on a daily basis, and then how I can share those out to my own personal wall and bring people in that way. But one of the things that you want to do is begin to think of categories that you can share. Okay, so think of those areas that are of interest to you. Recipes, decorating, I mentioned fashion, fitness, things that are funny. Those are things that are of interest to me that I share out there. Okay, so you'll want to think of what those things are for you. Now, I also, when you go to the show notes, I'm going to share a link to an article that comes from bonbonbreak.com that's called Nails, Mascara, and Other Reasons I Won't Unfriend You on Facebook. And this was another reason why I wanted to create this show today, share this article with you, and talk about the different ways that people view things about what we share on social media. And this was an article that a woman wrote basically saying, I get it, no one likes to be sold to. I've been invited to one too many parties, added to one too many Facebook groups, and I know the anxiety I get when I get a message from an acquaintance asking for my phone number. So it starts out a little bit negative about direct sales and network marketing, but it goes into a positive rant, if you will, celebrating those that do choose direct selling businesses and our friends who are brave enough to take them on. And it talks about how most workplaces aren't created for women to succeed. And it's really true. And it shares some interesting statistics about women leaving the workforce. So if you go to jackieelmer.com/204, I will have a link to that article in there. And I'm going to be doing a show about why direct sales is great for women and why the traditional workforce and the traditional corporate America, corporate gig, doesn't work so well for women. But bringing this back to staying friendly on Facebook, not getting unfriended, unfollowed, or blocked, you really want to think about the message that you're sharing out there and the way that you're sharing it. The best thing that you can do is find those people who do social media in a way that you aspire to be like and pay attention to what they do. And coming back to that question that I asked you initially, who is it that comes to mind when you're afraid to share on social media? You can create a hidden list. You can create a list and make all of your posts about your business hidden from those specific people. I won't get into exactly how to create a list like that because you can find it, you can Google it. But that is one thing that you might want to pay attention to for those people who you're really hesitant to have them see what you're doing. But before you do that, I want you to think long and hard about why those people are on that list to begin with. I'm not saying not to create that list if it makes you feel better and it will make you get out there and share in a kind, friendly way on social media, then I want to encourage you to definitely do that. But first, I want to suggest that you really think long and hard about why you're having those anxieties and what those bring up for you, because you know that's an important part of the whole process. It really truly is very important part of it. Okay, so that's what I have to you for you on staying friendly on social media, staying friendly on Facebook. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that. So send me a tweet. If you have anxiety, if you have different things that have been bugging you, definitely send me a tweet about that because I would love to hear it. Also, if you haven't gotten my new report my new MP3 audio, my 25 best lead sources online. Make sure you get that. Go to profitinyourpjsnow.com or just go to jackiealmer.com and put your name in the box. If you're already on my list, it's fine. It'll take you around and you can download that because you're already part of that. But if not, it's going to, you know, give you that link so that you can download it and learn more about where my 25 best lead sources are. Hopefully that'll help you out. If you have a question for the show, send it over at Jackie Almer on Twitter. Would love to hear from you. Love to hear what your questions are. And would love any feedback that you have on any anxiety that you have around sharing your opportunity on social media. I am going to be doing my next show on why corporate America doesn't work for women and why direct sales is a great opportunity. So look for show number 205 coming out next with some details on that. And I'll be looking for your feedback on that as well. But definitely go to the show notes for today, jackiealmer.com/204, and read that article and share your thoughts with me. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.